Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear six passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. Typhon. Typhon was one of the most terrifying creatures in ancient Greek mythology. He was believed to be a giant whose lower body was that of a snake, and he had enormous wings. Typhon could breathe fire and create powerful storms, and he threw large rocks during battles. According to legend, Typhon had numerous offspring, many of which were fearsome creatures. They included the three-headed dog, who guarded the entrance to the underworld. Greek myths often helped to explain the natural world. In one story, Typhon rebelled against Zeus, the ruler of the gods, trying to take his place. After a long battle, Zeus managed to defeat him using lightning bolts and then threw Typhon into a deep hole in the ground. Zeus then placed Mount Etna on top of him. Mount Etna is a real volcano, so fire-breathing Typhon appears to have been an explanation for the origin of the volcano.
Questions. Number 13. What is one thing that the ancient Greeks believed about Typhon? Number 14. Why was Typhon punished?
B. Animals and tools. Until the 1900s, it was generally thought only humans could use tools. Since then, various animals have been found to possess this ability. Among non-humans, however, the ability to use multiple tools as a set had only been observed in some primates. But in 2021, researchers discovered that one species of cockatoo, a type of parrot, could make and use three separate tools to obtain seeds from the pits of fruit. In a more recent study, researchers presented cockatoos with a sealed box containing a nut. Many of the birds succeeded in using multiple tools provided by the researchers to obtain the nut. When the box was put in a location that required flying or climbing to reach, many of the birds carried the tools to the box. This makes cockatoos one of only three species, including humans, known to bring tool sets to a site for future use. However, some scientists believe other animals might show the same ability if studied in similar conditions.
Questions. Number 15. What did the 2021 research reveal? Number 16. Which animal behavior was demonstrated in the more recent study?
C. Edison's talking dolls. Thomas Edison developed a technique for recording sound in the late 1800s. One application of his invention was the phonograph, which eventually evolved into the record player. Less well known, however, are his talking dolls, which were among the first talking dolls ever made. They contained wax records, and when the handles in their backs were turned, they played familiar children's songs or poems. Unfortunately, due to technological limitations, the words were barely understandable, and many children found the dolls frightening. Edison soon gave up on manufacturing the dolls. Though talking dolls are extremely common today, Edison's were among his greatest failures. Technology expert Carlene Stevens says the dolls are an example of the downside of racing to implement new technologies. While being first sometimes allows one to gain control of a market, it is often necessary to delay a product's launch until the technology has advanced sufficiently to make it attractive to consumers.
Questions. Number 17. What was one problem with Thomas Edison's talking dolls? Number 18. What does Carlene Stevens suggest about the talking dolls? D. The Al-Barakeh Wheat Project. The Middle Eastern country of Jordan has a long history of wheat cultivation, and bread has been an important part of the nation's diet for many centuries. In fact, a recent discovery suggests that bread was being made in Jordan thousands of years before anywhere else in the world. Archaeologists investigating a site in the country's Black Desert found the remains of bread they believe was baked around 14,000 years ago by the Natufian people who lived there. Despite Jordan's long history of bread making, a variety of factors, such as an influx of cheap flour from the West since the 1960s, have led to domestic wheat production all but disappearing. A community-led project known as the Al-Barakeh Wheat Project is trying to reverse this trend by supporting small-scale farming operations. The project ensures that farmers get fair prices for their wheat and teaches them sustainable farming methods that do not require chemical fertilizers and pesticides.
Questions. Number 19. What is one thing the speaker says about Jordan? Number 20. What is the main aim of the Al-Barakeh Wheat Project?
E. Satellite phones. As cell phone technology continued to develop in the 1980s, there was debate over whether it would mostly operate over satellite networks or land-based networks. Satellite networks were attractive because they promised connectivity in remote parts of the world that land-based networks could not reach. However, the high cost of getting satellites into orbit and the time required to obtain government approval for launches delayed the development of satellite networks. So, land-based networks took over. Today, satellites have become much cheaper to launch. This has led to renewed interest in satellite networks, and major companies are already marketing smartphones that can send text messages via satellites. Experts point out, however, that connectivity anywhere in the world is still a long way off. One problem is that satellite phones experience poor connection in areas with hills or tall buildings, since a clear path to the satellite is needed for them to work well.
Questions. Number 21. Why did satellite phone networks fail to become widely used in the 1980s? Number 22. What do some experts say about satellite phones today? F. Illegal phishing. Researchers have found a possible method for detecting illegal phishing by using seabirds called albatrosses. First, they equipped albatrosses with miniature GPS devices and radar detectors. Most fishing boats use devices known as automatic identification systems, or AIS, which transmit their positions to satellites. However, illegal fishing boats often shut the AIS off to hide their locations, but keep their radars on for navigation. This means the birds' radar detectors can find them, and the researchers can compare data from the albatrosses with AIS data. Through these means, the researchers located many boats that were not sending out AIS signals, a sign they were probably fishing illegally. Conservationists, however, worry that illegal fishers could attempt to shoot birds approaching their vessels. The researchers, though, argue that the huge number of other bird species around each boat and the fact that albatrosses tend to remain at a distance mean this would not be a problem.
Questions. Number 23. What is one thing boats that are fishing illegally often do? Number 24. What do some conservationists worry about?